Hello everyone, welcome to our shiur in Mishnayis. We're holding Maseches Edeyos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yochim, Ish Hadar. It's a testimony by Rabbi Yeshua and a person named Rabbi Yochim, Ish Hadar. Al Kalal Shel Chatos, Shinesono Agabe Asheretz, Shehu Tomei. On something called a Kalal, now Kalal we see from the Rav is some sort of earthenware vessel, then you put the Efer Par in it, you burn a Par Aduma. That's mei chatos. That's what chatos means here, is it has many times. And they would keep the ash in this kli, and then you put that kli with the ash in it on top of the sheretz. So he said that that is tummy. We'll see why that is something to testify about. Shebeli Ezer Metar, because Shebeli Ezer would say it's tahor. Hey, Rebbe Papias al mi shenazar shteniz years. Rebbe Papias had a testimony about someone who took on himself two sets of nazirus. Shim gilach as rishon yom shloshim. That if he cut his hair on the 30th day of the first one, shim galeach hashniyah yom shishim. And the second one, he should cut his hair on the 60th day. Then gilach yom shishim chaser echad yotza. But if he cut his hair the second time on the 59th day, he is yotze. Shem shloshim olelo minamin. Because the 30th day of the first count should count for the second count as well. So we'll see what the back and forth is about these two dinim. Says the Rav, kolal shel chatos klei chayr she'efer par munachbo. That's a pottery or earthenware vessel that the ash of the paraduma is resting in. Targum the kadal sheichma, the targum of the pasuk by Rivka, where it says that her pot or her jug was on her shoulder, is v'kolasa al kisva. That means v'kolasa is the word here kolal. Shenasano al gabi asheretz v'lo nitma kli sheifer al por besocho. Now the kli where the afer is not going to become tummy. Daha en kli chayres metam migabo. We've talked about sometimes the kli chayres doesn't accept tuma from its outside. Afal pi. Cain, but even so, the testimony here is ha'efer tamei. The efer does get tamei. Mishum de munach makam tamei, because the separate din by the efer of the paraduam is resting in what's considered a makam tamei. But Torah amra v'hiniach michutz la'machane b'mkom tahor. The Torah says you have to keep that efer outside of the camp, in a makam tahor. It's a din of makam tahor, and it's not a makam tahor, being that it's on top of the of a tamei item, the sheretz. Rabbi Eliezer metar. Rabbi Eliezer said, though it's tahor, the savar hol the akli sha'efer b'socho tahu. Says, being that the kli the efer is in is itself tahor, as we said, shop the kli nebei makom tahor. You still consider that a makom tahor. So everybody agrees there is this necessity of something called a makom tahor. Just Rabbi Eliezer considers this a makom tahor, and the first shita does not. Bein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. Halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer in this. And then the second halacha was amish another shtei nazirus stam. Person took on stam nazirus. It didn't specify a period of time for that nazirus. So kol stam nazirus shloshim yom. A stam nazirus period is 30 days long. Shem gilach es rishono yom shloshim. If he cut his hair on the 30th day of the first one, did the chachila lo miboyle legaleach yom shloshim ve'echad. The chachila he should have waited to day 31. He should have gone through 30 days of nazirus and then cut his hair the next day. Kedei shetia nazirus shloshim yom gemurim. In order that his nazirus should be 30 full days. Then gilach yom shloshim also the nazirus. However, if he cut his hair on the 30th day, it still counts as nazirus. Damina mixas yom kekulo. Seems to be a bitty evitzvar in this instance, and we say a part of the day is like the whole day. So then the continuation of the Mishnah was, he cuts his hair first on the 30th day, then the 60th. The second time he cuts on the 59th day, saying, why? The 30th day of that first nazirus counts for both of them. It's the 30th day of the first nazirus and the first day of the second one. Being that the 30th day of the first Nazirus is counted with that second one, it's day one of the second one, comes out that the 30-day period of the second Nazirus will end on day 59 total. Says Mishnah Vav, Hey Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papias, Avlad, Shal Shlomim, Sheikav Shlomim. They testify, and this is Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papias. So this is two of the people in the previous Mishnah, but they weren't grouped together then. They testified, Avlad shel shlamim shikav shlamim. If you have a vlad of a shlamim, meaning an animal that was set aside to be a shlamim, and it had a child in that state, that animal is also brought as a shlamim. Shabeliezer omer shavlad shlamim likav shlamim. Shabeliezer just stated that the vlad of a shlamim should not be brought as a shlamim. Ba'chachamim omer yikrav, chachamim say yikrav. Seemingly that's the same opinion as the first one. Amar Rabbi Papias. Rabbi Papias says, "Ani meid, I testify, shai salonu par zivcha shlamim. We had a cow that was going to be a shlamim or became a shlamim. La'achanu b'pesach, we ate it on Pesach. La'achanu v'ladu a shlamim b'chag. We ate its vlad, its child, as a shlamim on the chag. Chag generally means sukkis. We'll see if it means that here though. Says Mishnah. Vav says the Rav. Vlad shlamim lo yikav shlamim.
Yeah, that's what the first shita was with that. Should be Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Eliezer said not. Why not? You put that animal into a kippah, into a covered over area where it's not fed, and it starves to death. Why would you do that? It's a gezerah. If you say the vlad of a shlamim has a way to fix it, this becomes a shlamim. A person will come to keep around that mother, knowing that it's pregnant, until it gives birth. He'll raise many flocks of those children, those child calves. And he'll end up shearing or working those animals, which is usher, like any Kodesh animal. Yeah, just specify something we didn't clue in over here. A vlad of a korban has an issue that it has kedusha of the mother. So that's a way to fix it, is you bring it as a korban itself. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying, we're not going to let you do that, because then you go keep around many Kodesh items. You keep the mother around, doing Giz Avoda, etc. And then Chacham said, it could be Makrivit, like the first Shita. And then Rabbi Papias came back and testified that it actually happened. He said, we ate Zizkei Shlamim on Pesach, and we ate the Vlad on the Chag. V'achamnu Vlada Shlamim b'Chag. B'Chag HaShavuos Gomer. This is not what Chag usually means. Sukkis, over here is Shavuos, which makes sense, the Chag after Pesach. If it meant that they waited until Sukkis, imso over Ba'aseh, they can't do that. It'd be over on Aseh. Why? Shenemar, uvasa shama ve'vesim shama. The pasuk says, you will come to that place where they bring korbanos, beis hamikdash, or wherever it would be, and you shall bring to there. The mashma, regel rishon shetavo shama, the mitzvah is Aseh, according to the Rav, is the first regel that you come to that place. Over there, havei kol nedarim shalech. You have to bring whatever chovos, whatever nedarim, whatever offerings you have to bring. However, he would not be over a different losase of lotaacher, which means not to delay one's vows, to bring a korban with a certain amount of time. Why wouldn't he violate that? He would have to go through with three regalim. Over here, he would not. Pesach already passed. Then the next one had to be brought on Shavuos. He'd have to get around to another Pesach again. Either all Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot all have to pass. So he brought it by Sukkot in any event would be okay. Thank you for listening. Mirtha Shem will continue next time.